Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Thursday, December 16th. First, the weather. Look for mostly sunny skies with a 30% chance of rain. The afternoon high will reach around 80 and dip to about 72 at night. Let's get things started with travel. Things are looking up at Miami International Airport. For the first time since the pandemic began in March 2020, the airport recorded more passengers in a month than the same period in 2019, before the public health crisis. The airport had 3.9 million ticketed passengers in November. That's a 6% increase over the 3.7 million passengers in November 2019. The air travel passenger milestone raises the expectations for South Florida's tourism industry for the busy winter travel season. Although the increase in passenger volume is a positive indicator, it's not yet clear that regional tourism has fully rebounded to pre-pandemic levels. And the Omicron variant presents a risk that could slow travel later this month, in the first quarter of 2022 and beyond. In food news, a beloved downtown Miami bar has opened its first restaurant in Miami Beach. But don't worry. The creators of Lost Boy may have just opened Tropezone on Española Way, but they haven't forgotten to bring the cocktails. The Andalusian Tapas restaurant and bar is now open for dinner and drinking with signature tapas and a stellar gin program. Breakfast, happy hour, and a late-night tapas menu are coming soon. Tropezone is at 512 Española Way in South Beach. In alligator news, into hunting alligators in Florida? You may soon be able to engage in this activity at all hours of the day. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission is floating a proposal to amend the rules of the state's alligator harvest program. That means trappers won't be limited to a nighttime harvesting schedule. If approved, times would be increased from 17 to 24 hours and go into effect for 2022. Alligator hunting season runs from August 15th to November 1st. In schools, Broward Sheriff's deputies have arrested a Pompano Beach Middle School student. They say investigators connected him with online threats against the school. The threats found on Snapchat were reported to be SO. The 14-year-old boy was booked into the county's juvenile assessment center on one count of written threats to kill. And finally, in pig news. With Noche Buena around the corner, Miami is a tough place to be a pig. Unless you get a stay of execution. This week, 4 pigs were spared from the Caja China at the Latin Cafe 2000 in Brickell in what has become a heartwarming holiday tradition. Thanks to the annual pig pardoning ceremony, Manchita, Sakura, Shlomo, and David will not have to worry about ending up on a dinner plate. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava extended the pardons. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to MiamiHerald.com. And stay healthy.